Every great business starts as a dream, but turning that dream into reality, that's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Worried about building a website? Shopify's ready-to-use templates help bring your brand to life. Need a hand with content? Shopify's AI tools generate product descriptions, headlines, and even enhance your images. Struggling to get noticed? Shopify's marketing tools let you launch email and social campaigns with ease. And if you ever get stuck, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 support is always there to help. Turn those what-ifs into why-nots. Turn those dreams into... and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Let's jump into some Mile High hype. We'll get you updated on everything that's going on locally and around the world. In addition to National Fudge Day today, which we were talking about a little bit ago, it's also National Fresh Veggies Day, so if you'd like to celebrate, eat fudge today instead of the veggies.
Opposite ends of the earth.
Funny, yeah. Yeah. Fudge and fresh veggies.
Polar opposite.
Wait till tomorrow to celebrate the veggies.
Well, you know what?
Can you dip the veggies in fudge? Let's dip the veggies.
Everything in balance. Have a couple veggies and then fudge out.
Or not. Just eat the fudge.
Just eat the fudge.
You're so rational, Josh.
Get you some fudge up in there.
I'd rather have the veggies.
All right, so this story is saying it is, quote, pretty much done between Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom. This is coming out from People Magazine. They say that they're on the verge of calling it off. A so-called source is saying they're pretty much done. It's been breaking down the last couple of months, and it's not looking good.
He must have seen her in concert.
I heard he had issue with her going up to space. I heard that.
Why?
That I don't know.
What a weirdo.
I just, one of the, you know, crazy stories you see on the internet. But I did hear that. Yeah, like she went full steam ahead with that, even though he had an issue. He kind of felt that people were going to have a little bit of a problem with her being up there. And I don't know why, but I think he was like, maybe think it through. Maybe we do other things with our time and money. And I've heard, and that could be completely wrong. I could, you know what I mean? You know how the internet gets rumors.
Sure,
swirling.
Sure.
I
would have been
hear that.
Fine with her doing that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Great press.
Yeah.
I would not have been okay with her coming back down and telling everyone she's an astronaut.
Yeah.
I think that would have been grounds for divorce.
Maybe he was upset that she used that time to also talk about her album.
Yeah.
In space,
I mean,
you know?
Again, I think the whole thing was
maybe
a little bit of an issue for him. So
I mean, it's pretty high on my who cares radar, but
there are a lot of bigger
things
going on.
But a lot of people are invested in this for sure. Katie, have you ever Googled Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom on the paddleboard?
Oh,
nope.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, you need to look that up.
Not
do it at
on
home.
Your work. Yes.
Okay.
He's completely naked on the paddleboard with Katy Perry. He's behind her, and he's paddling away. And let's just say he didn't need to use the paddle.
Nope.
To move him along.
Well, how have I not seen this?
You've never seen it?
Katy Perry will be the loser in this relationship if they end up breaking up.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But
Orlando's
going to
be doing fine.
Yeah, he's all right.
Orlando
he's very
will
confident.
Be doing fine, yeah.
Yeah, maybe he wants to hang out with a different Katy.
He could steer that paddleboard.
You know
I'll tell
mean?
You what.
Be just like, fine.
Look it up. Look it up on your work computer later.
No.
Ryan Reynolds is in the news this morning. His company is putting out a movie called I Eat Poop. And no, it's not the type of videos Josh watches at home and after work.
Oh.
It's based on the dung beetle. It's called I Eat Poop, a dung beetle story. It's about a little dung beetle named Doogie who starts at a new school in a new town where he struggles to hide who he is and what he eats.
So gross.
Anyway, then there's all sorts of hijinks that happen in the story. But
is this like a cartoon?
It's like
I
a
guess?
Cartoon. I saw the little graphic, and it looks kind of cute. The little dung beetle that they have, you know, as the teaser, he looks pretty darn cute. And he's sitting there eating a sandwich, and you know that sandwich is full of poop.
It's a turd sandwich.
It's a turd sandwich.
It's a crappy movie.
It's a turd sandwich.
Is there anything else I want to give you? Oh, just for all of our country fans, and I'm a Luke Bryan fan. Or check that, Luke Combs fan. He just made history by becoming the second highest selling country artist of all time. The only one he's trailing now is Garth Brooks.
Oh, Wow.
That's another concert I want to go see, is a Luke Combs concert.
I've seen him like 3 times. Jared's one of the best concerts you'll ever go to.
Two songs have surpassed 1 billion streams on Spotify. He has 4 songs that are certified diamond. That means that they've sold 10 million each. And then over the weekend, he received 34 new certifications from the Recording Industry Association of America.
Dang, 34.
That's crazy to me, just because no offense at all to Luke Combs, because I'm with you guys on that. That man is a singer among singers. I mean, he could sing the phone book. He's one of those people.
Yes.
But I didn't realize he was so popular. I did a lot of country radio, and he definitely wasn't, I guess, top three.
It's
been a minute. It's been a minute.
He's exploded.
He literally came out, like kind of busted onto the scene in like 2017.
No, he's been around for a while. He's been around for a minute.
Well, Vine was where he got famous. So no, it could have been no earlier than 2014.
I just thought other artists would be ahead of him. You'd think the Morgan.
I thought
Wallen,
Luke Bryan would have beat Luke.
You
Combs.
Think Luke Bryan?
Absolutely.
Luke Bryan.
You know,
hunting
even,
and fishing.
You know, even
living every day.
Yeah.
One margarita, two margarita, three
Morgan
margarita.
Morgan Wallen's up there too.
Kenny Chesney. You know, like they're bigger artists. So that's just kind of threw me, but. It's good, dude. And
yeah,
couldn't
good
have happened to a better guy. So I'm happy.
That's coming from me, Luke Bryan.
I'm happy.
American Idol judge.
American Idol judge. And then you saw.
I love you, Luke Combs.
You saw the.
We're tangled together like grandma's yarn.
Katie, just let him go.
I'm sorry.
I can't stop, Katie.
Rain's good.
I'll tell you what.
Rain makes corn, Katie.
Get my pickup truck.
Okay, I love how he's
have margarita.
If you're watching on the YouTube stream, you can see him close his eyes. You really
I gotta
do
get passionate
like
about Luke Bryan. I'm Luke Bryan. I love whiskey and dirt roads, baby. I'm Luke Bryan.
Shake it for me.
Shake
girl.
It for me, girl.
Yeah,
shake
country girl.
Margarita shop. Shake it for me, pickup truck. Dirt road dog.
Shake it for me, pickup truck.
Okay.
Get her down for Jesus. Get her down for Jesus.
Katie, what's going on locally?
Okay, hey.
Try to beat that, Katie.
Let's see what kind of
serious local news you got.
I'm glad I'm kicking it off with something kind of silly. The Rhino downtown.
Rhino!
Rhino!
The Rhino. So what is this Rhino? I keep seeing pictures of it.
Yeah, it looks awesome. His name's Ringo. They named it last week.
Oh.
That's the big news story. But you can climb on it. It's very interactive.
Really?
I know. So it's part of the revitalization of downtown. So this in the Rhino Arts District. Oh.
What are the odds? What are the odds this happened?
You cannot climb on it yet. I want to point that out. They're going to let
you
people
can
climb.
Eventually?
You can eventually. They've got on the side of it, they've got the hooks and everything that you hang on to like a climbing
wall. It's like an adult jungle gym.
Yes. Yeah. So it's really neat. Yeah. And I'm so all about this. Like, we're going to go downtown tomorrow for the dairy bar, milk market place we're going to be at.
Sure.
Something like
I'll
that.
I'll be there. I know. I'll
we're
going to
be hanging out. But that whole stretch is like so interactive now. Like, you can do so much. And that's like all throughout downtown, they're doing it to kind of revamp the way it looks, for families to just come down and enjoy it. But that's kind of the message that they were like, we want all of these things to be around for generations to come. And when people think about coming down to downtown, you can have a fun time just by checking out all the different art stuff.
There's a Rhino
that they have.
The whole Rhino district is pretty swanky and pretty neat.
Milk Market,
so
the 16th Street,
I like this.
Where they've got all the interactive things now that they're putting up. It is awesome. I love downtown.
I was looking at pictures. It does look massive. It looks really fun. I mean, we've gone down just to see the Big Blue Bear. So this will be just a draw and an attraction to get the people down there. And it's really neat looking. It's just cool.
Absolutely.
You know?
This is your generation and Zoe's generation of the Big Blue Bear. The Rhino is the Big Blue Bear now. And so I love it, because that's what I think.
Paid for this.
With Denver. I think it's all part of the revitalization stuff, right?
So us, Jerry.
Yeah,
taxpayers are paying for this Rhino.
But I love it. Again, if you're going to make it so that people want to go downtown and they want to spend money in the shops and whatnot, I mean, we can't count on the Rockies, right?
Oh, gosh.
Hey, can you get inside the Rhino? It looks like it's hollow. Like, you can maybe get inside.
You gotta pay
it. I have not heard if you can get inside the Rhino.
I want to get inside the Rhino.
That.
I immediately think of the Ace Ventura 2 scene where he's coming out of the butt of, what was it, a hippo or something? Or was that a rhino? He's coming out of the rear end.
I'm pretty sure it was a rhino, actually.
I am instantly envisioning that scene. When
it does look hollow.
When you look at the rhino downtown.
I don't think you can do that.
I would be great if they had a slide coming out of the booty. How do we make that happen?
It was the rhino. Oh, gosh, that's so bad.
The finger coming out.
Oh, my gosh. That was such a bad right. scene. Okay.
I'm going to post that as a post on our Facebook and say, check out the new rhino in downtown Denver. Yeah.
I knew you would, too.
That's how I roll.
That's a Jeremy move right there.
Old Jeremy.
All right. And again, the Rockies.
Yeah.
That's our next story, because they have the worst 70-game start in modern-day history, you guys. This is not good.
Since the Cleveland Spiders in 1899.
13-57, and we cannot ignore the elephant in the room anymore, right? Or
the rhino in the room.
Purple dinosaur downtown is what this one is, right?
It's not good.
Come on.
It's not
again,
a good look.
Like we said, they did beat the Braves yesterday 10-1, but
they beat the brakes off them. Hey, by the way, the Rockies are 14-57 now, Katie.
Oh, yeah, 14-57.
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry.
You got to turn Coors Field into like one of those places that you just go and eat. Like
they
one
build
of those.
A rhino.
It's like
it
a food court.
There you
it's
go,
just a food court.
It's just a big food court.
Yeah, they just need to turn it into a big food court.
I mean,
court.
It essentially is.
Put tables out on the field. Just shut it down.
Almost every day.
Yeah.
I mean, you just have to. You just have to happen to watch a very bad product of baseball there.
Turn it into a mall.
Have you guys had the smoked meats that they have out of left field?
Can't say that
I'm
I have.
Telling you.
Oh my God.
The
OMG.
Food at Coors Field is on
fantastic.
Point.
Fantastic.
It is so good.
They got street tacos there. They're doing barbecue. You can get burgers anywhere. You can get those 18-inch Rocky Dogs or whatever they are.
Yeah.
I mean, the food there is probably the best attraction.
Tell me more about these smoked meats.
I know.
Dude, you haven't seen the barbecue that they do there?
We have never been there. No.
Wait.
You've never
no,
been to
Coors Field? I've been to Coors Field once.
What?
I think it's been once.
What?
I did not know
time?
This.
About 10 years
I
ago.
I mean,
yeah.
I get that you're
We were
not
there
a sports
for some
fan.
Station thing.
Oh.
We took some listeners to Coors Field.
Anyway,
I can't think of another time. I've been
How many times have you worked opening day and you've never just gone into the game?
No. God,
seriously?
No. We work and then get the hell out of there.
Oh, my gosh.
That's actually why. Well, go for like a Saturday night game. The
I
game
don't want
is
to.
Fun, man.
I don't want to.
The tickets are $6.
I know. You sound like my wife. She's like, we should take the kids to Coors Field.
You
really
should.
Good smoked meat. I mean, ribs. They do tri-tips, Jared. They do everything there. They throw some sausage on the smoker. And you just
now
see,
I'm intrigued.
Right
I might go do that now.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
Probably not, though.
It's right next to Todd Helton's Burger Place.
I have yet to find the funnel cakes. I'm on a hunt for the funnel cakes, but...
it's like Section 110, Katie.
They can never find it. Ask people about it. They point it out. Still cannot find it. But everything else I've had at Coors Field. Bomb.
Really good.
Right. Bomb.com. All right, so Denver PD cracking down on off-road vehicles being used on city streets.
You mean
this
like ATVs,
crazy.
UTVs?
Yeah. So officers were patrolling the area of Colfax and Broadway recently and saw a trio of riders, and they were driving recklessly.
Riding
but
dirty.
This is not okay. And you see this? Not a lot, but I've definitely seen an uptick in vehicles that are not cars, the electric
you see
bikes,
It hits like 11 p.m. Anywhere near Denver, and those motorcycles and the ATVs come out.
It's insane. And you can't do it downtown, but you know where you can do it?
In the mountains.
Estes Park. They have a new, you don't know this yet because it's brand new.
You
it's
don't
never
know?
Been done in Colorado.
Here's very up
it's
to date.
It's I know. Well, these are
is this the Mario thing?
Yes.
See, I know exactly what you're talking
you
about.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Because, again, a Colorado first, but even the posters are touting it like it's Mario Kart kind of. So racers are going to be able to earn speed boosts and collect coins on the track. And even slow down other racers by virtually throwing banana peels and stuff like that. So it's just like the game. And they can do that by installing sensors in the track. And racers can find it on a map. And you can use buttons to power up your vehicle. Oh, my gosh.
Dude, that's going to piss you off if all of a sudden your race car starts slowing down.
Somebody spins you out with the banana peel. Oh, my God.
That's cool.
But the neatest part about it, again, is local businesses will be sponsoring each cart. So they're going to have the Stanley Hotel buggy.
That's pretty cool.
I like that.
I like that.
Yeah, so that's up in Estes Park. And again, they are just opening that up. So it's brand new, Jer. You didn't know about
this. No, I knew about it.
You didn't know about this.
Yeah, Donkey I would Kong go do you. That.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
And then
about
go get
this.
Some ice cream and wander through some t-shirt shops.
Yes, and then you can go hiking. There's so many things.
Now let me ask you: can I dress up like Mario while we do this?
They, you know what, the opening weekend, they're encouraging people to dress up as your favorite characters.
It's
and
a
you
Yoshi.
Get money
I'm a Yoshi.
I know you can dress up. So yeah, it's a brand new thing. I believe this past weekend is when it opened. So you can still dress up though.
Yes.
Right? Make it fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go dress up.
I'm
gonna
dress up
princess.
Even if I don't do it.
Oh, you can. Be
I'll
the
be
princess.
A princess. Yes. Sure. Why
bring
not?
Real bananas and throw them at people on the track.
Yes.
Don't do that. Don't be a stinker.
I'll show up in a monkey suit. I'll be Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you
do
go.
That.
I'll be Diddy.
And then the banana makes sense.
Yes.
Diddy Kong.
All right. Tell us about the celery.
Celery. Salary.
Oh, yeah. The salary for Colorado, because they're saying that there's a certain amount of money that you need to make in the state of Colorado to live comfortably. And that is just under 106 grand a year. Oh,
as a single person.
As a single person.
Oh,
the
single
they're
person.
Saying that as a family of four, you need to be making just under $274,000 a
just
year.
Just to feel comfortable?
Just to feel comfortable. And they say,
seems about right.
Again, living comfortably in Colorado means that you can afford hobbies, vacations, retirement savings, education funds, and the occasional emergency in addition to all the necessities like housing, groceries, transportation, and medical expenses. So they did take all of that into consideration, but that's a huge chunk of change.
It's a lot of cheddar, isn't it?
Especially if you're not making that, you're like, oh, I am failing.
Yeah, Colorado.
Son of a Mario Kart.
I can't
really.
Imagine like moving here right now and trying to afford a house and living. Nicole and I were just talking about this weekend because I had a buddy who moved to Oklahoma, and he bought a mansion for like $500,000 with a barn and a pool
and land.
On land, and it's a beautiful house, and it was like $500,000, and he's like, I paid cash, you know? And I was just saying, he's like, I can't imagine moving from out of state to here.
Yeah.
That would be horrible.
You're like, holy.
At least we're grandfathered in, because we're natives, you know, and we bought our house many years ago.
Yeah, so you're not being forced to pay
all
that.
We're not being forced, but man, I can't imagine right now.
Because that's
I
the
can't
thing.
Even imagine.
Your buddy also moved to Oklahoma.
I know. And
so
like my other buddy, Scott and Rob, moved to Tennessee, and they bought, you know, a really beautiful house for half of what you can get it here.
And again, beautiful and everything, but there's something to be said. The Rocky Mountains. It's hard to beat.
Yeah, those Appalachians got nothing
on
the Rockies.
Yeah,
those
and you can take
hills.
Long looks at the Rocky Mountains when you're sitting in traffic. Oh,
yeah, you can.
You got plenty of time to look at them, Katie.
Uh huh.
As you're stuck at Eisenhower Tunnel.
Yeah, I'll never get sick of them. Look at those pretty.
As you're sitting in your car and you're hungry and you have to urinate, but boy, these mountains are beautiful.
Sure are pretty.
We love them.
Wow. Oh, would you look at that?
Would you look at that? Another overturned semi. Would you look at that?
Oh, no.
It's a great place.
Every great business starts as a dream, but turning that dream into reality, that's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Worried about building a website? Shopify's ready-to-use templates help bring your brand to life. Need a hand with content? Shopify's AI tools generate product descriptions, headlines, and even enhance your images. Struggling to get noticed? Shopify's marketing tools let you launch email and social campaigns with ease. And if you ever get stuck, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 support is always there to help. Turn those what-ifs into why-nots. Turn those dreams into... and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.